Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with National Opinion Service. I am conducting a survey today and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Will vote.
It will be definitely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
How old am I? I think I'm 42. Yeah, 42.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
0.
Thank you so much. And what makes you feel that that way about your motivation to vote?
Don't like any of the candidates.
Okay. Let me record that, but thank you so much for your answer. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said that believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. Could be the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like social security, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity on jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again. You may choose up to two.
The wages and price increase, that one.
Okay.
And then also the education.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. Let's just start with Jill Stein. From 0 to 100, how favorable is for you?
I have no opinion on anyone. I don't even need to know the rest of your list. I have no opinion on anything.
I understand. Let me just provide a name so you can tell me if you don't have any opinion. Let's continue with Project 2025.
You can put 0 for all of it. There's no opinion there.
Oh, understand. The next one is Kamala Harris. It will
zero.
Be zero? Okay. The next one is Democrat in Congress.
Zero again.
The next one is J.D. Vance.
Zero again.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Zero again.
Donald Trump.
Zero again.
Republicans in Congress?
All the same. Zero, zero,
and
all across the board.
Last one, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today between Democrat and Republican candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris
undecided.
Or Donald Trump? Undecided. Okay. What do you need to hear more or from the candidates in order to make a choice?
That they're dropping out.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have you recently seen or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Would you say a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Every time I see something, I change the channel. I ignore it.
Okay, but would you say that this is only a little or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, thank you. And what you hear, read, or seen about her makes you feel more or less favorable towards her?
I have no opinion towards her.
No opinion. Understand. Well, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for her. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason for you to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, what kind of country do we want to live in while Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate? Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just to get by, but get ahead. To be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
Which one means I don't believe none of it.
Okay. So would you say 0, right? Not convincing at all?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. This next one says, the politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
0.
Okay, perfect. The next one says, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement and they instilled in her commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As a district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. And as a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
0.
Thank you so much. We're almost there with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. The last statement says, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
She put 0 for that one, too. She ain't going to do nothing.
Okay. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As a president, she will make affordable house a top priority. 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
0.
Thank you so much. Well, with all that information that I provide you, let me ask you one more time. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you again, now that we talk a little more about the election, please rate your motivation for voting this year from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 that you are extremely motivated. You can use any number.
0.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Could be Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or other?
Other.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are we done yet?
We're almost done with the survey. Just the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling or the last grade you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you are very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Few times a year.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Nearly half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. Suburban?
Okay. Well, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. With this, we conclude our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with this question. Hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Take care, ma'am.